Sports fans are amped up for the Olympics, which officially start tomorrow. But there's a world of sports happening outside of Rio. Let's check in with Mike Pesca. He's Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Let's start with baseball. I mean, this week was the trade deadline, and there were some surprising deals, some players who did not get dealt. Tell us a little about the players that changed teams.
Jonathan Lucroy, who's an excellent catcher. He's great with the bat, and he also has a skill called framing, which doesn't mean that he'll help you install a painting in your home. But when you pitch, he makes the pitches look more like strikes than maybe they should be. It's a very subtle skill, but we're investigating it. Hmm. He went from the Brewers to the Texas Rangers. That was a pretty big one. Hmm. Jay Bruce, a powerful bat in the outfield, went from the Reds to the Mets. And the Dodgers got a pitcher named Rich Hill and a good position player named Josh Reddick from Oakland. So I don't know. Carlos Beltran went from the Yankees. And that was kind of significant, too, in a global sense, that the Yankees, for the first time in 15 years, were sellers. They said, this is not going to be our year, and the Yankees never say that.
Yeah, they kind of cleaned house a bit, Mike. I mean, giving up on a chance to make a run. It was only late July, early August. I mean, for diehard Yankee fans, it's probably pretty hard to take. Or was it?
Well, I would think that maybe they see more than a year in front of them, and they look at the haul they got, and they look at how baseball works now, which is you can't win every year, even if you are the Yankees. And so why not get some good prospects so in a couple years you'll be a great team rather than maybe a wild card team. Mm-hmm.
And any big names that didn't get traded, Mike?
Yeah, Chris Sale, who is a not only a great pitcher, but a uniform critic. He actually took scissors to a bunch of uniforms he didn't like earlier this year.
Cut him
he
up.
Was not dealt by. Yeah, he was not dealt by the White Sox. His asking price was probably too high. And Yasiel Puig, a couple years ago, was talked about as the most exciting player in baseball, the most exciting young player. He's just had so many problems. He was actually demoted by the LA Dodgers and not traded.
Interesting. Let's switch to college football. I mean, it's not that far away. And the coaches poll came out today. Did Southern teams, as usual, dominate the rankings?
Well, yeah. Alabama, you know, they're a big Southern team. And Clemson. So we're talking about the national championship game participants last year. I hate these early season or preseason polls because even though the teams at the top usually are the teams that are great, past spot number 9, they're entirely unpredictive. And here's a crazy idea. Win a game before we rank you and tell you you're number one.
Right.
So I understand that it's expectations. But it has a. It would be one thing if it was just like, okay, here are some experts telling you what they think might happen. But this has real world impact. It sets sort of a standard, and teams that are even unfairly ranked high in the preseason polls have much more leeway than teams ranked low and wind up being better during the season. It would be more fair for football if they don't do anything until 4 weeks in and then come out with a poll.
Point well taken. Very briefly. In golf, Nike says it's going to stop making golf balls, bags, and clubs. What does this say about the state of golf?
That there's no Tiger Woods. And golf and Nike were equal Tiger Woods. And with him exiting the world stage, it just wasn't a big business for Nike. It was less than 10% of their business. They kind of need a superstar. They're a superstar-based business. And now that you have a lot of good, interesting golfers, Callaway and Adidas, which owns Top Flight, they're the companies that will be making the clubs, not Nike.
Mike Pesca hits the links. He's Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks a lot, Mike.